This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
and suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I want to say thank you to my friends at the IAOMT for hosting me this weekend in Orlando near SeaWorld. No, we did not see Shamu. We didn't feed Shamu. We didn't eat Shamu. We had nothing to do with SeaWorld. It was just in the neighborhood. But we had a great weekend there. Lots of detoxification, lots of discussion of mercury, fluoride, and I will just let you know this week we'll get some interviews that are just stunning. The revelations coming this week. So you're definitely going to want to be tuning in as we're heading out to the California Jam later in the week. California, here we come. Then after that, Toronto, here we come. And today, Rachel Parrott, finally. We got her. And she's going to be with us in Toronto at the Total Health Conference. And this young lady is a bright light in, let's say, taking on the GMO bad guys. We're going to get to her in just a little while. And Billy D is going to join us to preview the Cal Jam a little bit more. It's coming up again this coming week. Be ready. Be ready. We're going to see you in California. But first and foremost, have the pediatricians finally gone holistic? Is it true? Could it be that these well baby visits are really going to be well baby visits to keep the babies well? There are new guidelines coming on from the pediatric experts, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, who never met a vaccine that they didn't want to inject in your children multiple times. And they've come out with something that they're calling holistic health and well-being checks. So it's no longer the well baby checks. According to the NPR report, it is holistic health and well-being checks. Now, I want to find out how holistic, how much well-being is actually being supported in these pediatric visits. Because to this point, it's been sadly disappointing. To them, holistic is putting a hole in your child with a syringe and injecting them with toxic medicaments that if you put it in their baby bottle and had them drink it, you could be charged with assault and battery. Maybe attempted murder even. But injectables? Oh, yeah, no problem. Aborted fetal tissue? Sure. Mercury? Well, it's not there. Well, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, well, we didn't add any extra. Does that count for anything? Aluminum? Sure. Aborted fetal tissue? Animal RNA and DNA? Formaldehyde? Need I go on? And that's holistic to the American Academy of Pediatrics. But now they're really trying to co-opt the language because the Robert Scott Bell Show is so big and bad, it's getting there, and people are going, hey, wait a second, I don't think this is a well baby visit because when my baby leaves, he or she is sick because of what you did, doctor pediatrician. But again, PBS, NPR, the bastion of, you know, self-help and holism, right? They're reporting, Super Don, that they've gone holistic. These health checks, they're different now. We've reformed ourselves. Robert Scott Bell, you don't have to be angry with us anymore. Am I getting kind of close to where we're going, Super Don?
Yeah, you know, it's an intriguing headline when you see this, and this is PBS, PBS NewsHour, when the headline says that pediatric guidelines, listen, we've had our problems with pediatricians and pediatric medicine for quite a while. So to see them now being labeled here as urging holistic health was something that just jumped right out at me, and I was just like, wow, we need to look into this. This really is kind of an about face.
It sure is, and I want to get to the heart of it. We have a clip, thanks to you, my friend. Superdom gave me some clips here from this PBS report, and they're talking about what makes the well baby, the well-being baby visit, why is it so holistic? What is it the AAP is promoting here? And I'm going to go to clip two right away just to get to the money here. I want to know what's going on.
Dr. Jenkins, what does it mean to screen for poverty?
So there are now tools that help us in the office when we do well checks to really ask parents about food insecurity, housing insecurity, whether their young children are in childhood educational situations like Head Start or early Head Start, because we recognize that if we can intervene early on, very often we can make a difference.
Wait a second. We covered a little bit about this earlier in the week last week, I think. There's nothing holistic about this. This is the one where they ask, do you have trouble making ends meet, to asking the parents at a well baby visit? Do you have trouble making ends meet by the end of the month? And their intervention is, we'll send you to the welfare office. And the last time I checked, there was nothing holistic about welfare. In fact, the kind of food that you can get often with food stamps is the cheapest stuff available that's causing the problems of the non-well babies on top of the holes that these pediatricians are giving to your kids, if you allow it. This does not sound very holistic to me. I think they're co-opting the language and changing the definition. Would this be the first time ever? Now, they do acknowledge, interestingly enough, that there are some nutritional deficiencies associated with poverty. Maybe we can give them a little credit here. Let's give a listen.
We've known for quite a long time about the relationship, for example, with asthma and poor housing. Okay?
Housing, okay.
We've also known about nutrition.
Oh, there we go.
How when you're poor, you tend to buy cheaper foods. Healthy foods are pretty expensive.
Wow. Now, I don't recall the last time I heard a pediatrician, other than ones we feature here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that will counsel the parents to say, you know what, you really need to be putting your kids on organic, non-GMO foods. If you're not breastfeeding, an organic, non-GMO substitute, if you will. We need to reduce or eliminate the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. I know. There are some pediatricians, and we give them props, that are acknowledging this and recognizing it. I'm not dissing them at all. Welcome. The water is warm, and it's not filled with genetically engineered ingredients here. But to think about, oh, the food is cheap, they're buying cheap food because they have no money. Where are the doctors teaching or encouraging folks to grow their own food? Where are the doctors growing their own food? How about that? Let's think about that in terms of holism. How about medicine that's not toxic? Let's say you have an ailment, an illness, homeopathy. The least expensive medicine on planet Earth relative to other than what you might grow as an herb, for instance, in your own garden. These things would seem to be a little bit more holistic than, well, what they're calling holism. Let's ask you if you're having trouble making ends meet. Now, this doesn't mean I have no sympathy or empathy for those who are having trouble making ends meet. But to simply say that healthy food is expensive, therefore, they're buying cheap food. It's not just those in poverty doing it. It's even people who can buy healthy food going, well, that food's too expensive. Now, Joel Salatin, our friend and a fantastic farmer, he's been quoted as saying one of the greatest quotes, one of my favorite quotes in the world. If you think that organic food is expensive, have you priced cancer lately? Now, those folks that say they can't afford, and legitimately, there is such a thing as poverty. I'm not denying that. But I'm recognizing that the folks that are making the difference here are those that are going to the inner cities, the areas of poverty, and saying, you know what, we can take this empty plot of land, rehabilitate it, and start growing food for our own community. And we're going to do it with heirloom seeds, organic seeds. I mean, people would be happy to donate this stuff, donate money to do this. and you're not even going to need government intervention unless it's to get them out of the way when they say, well, you don't have permission. We haven't granted you permission to grow your own food. Now, I know this sounds farther astray from the point of they're claiming that they're now holistic, the pediatricians that are asking about poverty. But really, what is far astray is the fact that they're not counseling folks on how to be well, how to keep your baby well, how to support your baby's immune system, which I guess is outside of the scope of their training. Super Don, I know you haven't been through medical school either, so you're just as qualified as these doctors to talk about this.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I think just in the time that I've been able to work with you,
mm-hmm.
I think I've become far more trained than most of these doctors have in a lot of areas that are important that they just don't even acknowledge that they even exist.
Oh, yeah. And I've talked to many doctors this past weekend at the IAOMT, and they all acknowledged that they were not trained in nutrition. They were trained in drug therapy and interventions, and there are dentists out there that still believe mercury is safe to put in the mouths of babes, much less adults. And so there's still this level of ignorance that is just frightening, because these are the people that have been granted exalted status, monopoly status over the care of your children, particularly the pediatric community. Now, we feature here on the Robert Scott Bell Show doctors pretty much all the time, even sometimes pediatricians. And they will acknowledge exactly what I'm saying here from the inside. And those will speak holistically, because they'll recognize that the immune system is not deficient of mercury when you're born. Therefore, the hepatitis B vaccine, not a good plan. You're not deficient of mercury each flu season, that you must have a mercury-laden flu shot. Much less if there's not mercury, then what about aluminum? Where's the need for aluminum in a child's body, much less an adult? It's just not there. So holistic and pediatricians, very rarely do they actually meet, but they're trying to alter the definition, confuse you, convince you that they're the folks to go to. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a DO, good friend of mine, she's going to be out at CalJAM. She says, why do you even need a pediatrician as a doctor of osteopathic medicine, which is equivalent status to MD in the United States? She says, why? Take them to a chiropractor. Take them to a naturopath, a homeopath. If there's an emergency, a trauma situation, and you need the intervention of emergency trauma medicine, that's where it shines. But outside of that, don't go to them for nutritional advice unless they've actually gone outside of their training to get it, and they're counseling you to avoid genetically engineered foods that are not food, pesticides, etc. You know who knows this? Rachel Parent from Canada. We're going to be together at Total Health, and she's scheduled to join us for the first time ever. I'm so excited. And I hope you all plan to be up in Toronto April 8th, 9th, and 10th at Total Health. But in the meantime, we're going to get a sneak preview of what we're going to do there with Rachel Parent after this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show. In the show notes today, we've got linked up to all of the stories we're covering, including a very special guest. I've been trying to get her on for a long time now. And we're going to be together along with Ty Bollinger and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and many more at the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, coming up. And she's linked in the show notes as well. Her name, Rachel Parent. And she is a bright light in this realm for talking about food integrity, GMO labeling, maybe stepping it up and saying, you know what, we ought to stop this GMO madness because they haven't proved that they're safe. And this is it. Rachel Parent is on now. Rachel, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Well, I am honored with you, with your presence. You just have a resonant light about you that's awakening so many folks to the issue of food integrity or the lack thereof that our government in the United States hasn't had a good track record on, and I think in Canada there's some struggles where you are as well in terms of we want to know what's in our food, label it, or maybe even better, stop the GMO freight train until they prove it's safe, which they have not done yet.
Exactly. It's so key. And labeling, it's everybody's right to know. We all deserve the transparency that already 64 other countries have mandatory GMO labeling. So we all deserve that exact transparency.
Now, how was it that you woke up as such a young lady to see this is a serious issue and this is going to affect me, my health, maybe even your parents too, of course, that you began to speak out about it? Because at your age, still in high school, many people would be timid to take on some bad guys the size of the GMO or biotech industry.
Well, it first started off, I was 11 years old, and I had to do a speech for school. And I wasn't sure what to do it on, but I did know that I wanted to do it on something that would really make a difference, that would impact every single person in the audience. And, of course, something that I was passionate about. So I started researching a range of topics, including factory farming, animal cruelty, poverty, deforestation, our food system. And when I looked further into our food system and found out about GMOs, I realized that they were linked in some way or another to every one of the topics that I was passionate about. And at that point, when I found out that they were also linked to a range of health and environmental issues, and yet nobody in my class knew what they were and none of the teachers knew what they were, I knew I needed to take action. So I started a Twitter account. By that time, I was around 12 years old. And it started to grow, and then I started speaking more, and that turned into a website, and then that turned into our organization, and it's been an incredible journey.
Well, it has. Again, you've had an impact that's gone worldwide, not only from your Twitter feed, which we have linked up as well, and you can follow Rachel Parent on Rachel's News, at Rachel's News it is on Twitter, but also with the videos that you've done, you've actually appeared in major media outlets and taking on adults that pretend to know way more than kids, and I think you knew a lot more than the GMO defenders.
Thank you so much.
Now, how is it that you were not intimidated by that?
For instance, for the Kevin O'Leary debate, when I received the call that I was going to be having a debate with him, because I had challenged him publicly after he said that anybody marching against Monsanto was stupid and that if they didn't like GMOs, they should just stop eating. And, of course, I couldn't take that answer. So I publicly challenged him. And when I found out that he had accepted, I was shocked. I didn't think he actually would. But going in, I wasn't intimidated because I knew that no matter what, I'd try my best. And regardless of the outcome, I truly believe that everything is meant to be for a reason. And I just try my best to create awareness and hopefully help even just one person out there.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. And you have also a website, kidsrighttoknow.com, kidsrighttoknow, all spelled out, but bunched together as they do on websites, right? kidsrighttoknow.com. And the quote that you have up on Twitter is one that you had, when was that came out? You were actually talking to Hugh Grant, Monsanto CEO, at the annual shareholders meeting?
Yeah, I went to his shareholder meeting about a month ago now, and just an incredible experience. I obtained proxy from a shareholder, and I was able to go to St. Louis, and I was able to ask him a couple of questions, which he actually did not answer properly. But it gave me a really good insight as to what goes on behind the scenes and what their goals are for the next year.
Well, I want to get that from you, Rachel. We got to take a quick commercial break. Rachel Parent is our guest this hour. I'm so pleased to have her on board. We'll tell you what that quote was. What was the question she asked Hugh Grant at the Monsanto CEO at the meeting they had in St. Louis? After this break, RobertScottBell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Scott Bell Show. Really stoked to be joined by Rachel Parent, and she's going to be joining us at the Total Health 2016 event in Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. If you follow her on Twitter, it's at Rachel's News. And right there, there's this quote she was talking. She went last month to the Monsanto annual shareholders meeting. She got proxy to speak, and she actually asked Hugh Grant, no, not the British actor Hugh Grant, but the CEO of Monsanto, she stated this and asked this question. It's quoted right there. I'm going to say it now. If you truly believe your GM technology is safe, if you truly believe it has the potential to feed the world, why are you treating it like a dirty little secret that can't be shown on food labels? Why, if it's such proven technology, are you spending millions of shareholders' dollars fighting it rather than promoting it? Wow. What, you talk about a great question, Rachel, and you're saying he didn't answer you?
Well, first of all, I was invited by Moms Across America, and we each had a proposition or a question to ask. And I asked that question, and my second question was about if they're so proud of their technology and if it's so safe, to please present the raw data so that independent scientists around the world can review it as well. For the first question, which was about labeling and why they're hiding it so much, he basically said that I hadn't lived long enough to know the issues of world hunger and feeding the world, when in reality I was asking about labeling, not world hunger. And second of all, I mean, GMOs do not feed the world more. Their yields are not higher. Yeah, he didn't answer my question, and he also kind of undermined me based off of my age. And for the second question, it was basically the same thing. He also said there's basically two levels of people that go to these meetings. There's guests, and then there's shareholders. And because I was going with proxy, technically I was a shareholder. But he said, thank you to our guest today, Rachel. Although you're young, I appreciate your opinion. And that's how he answered it, which did not give me the information that I was intentionally going for. But regardless, it was an incredible experience. And the amount of steps to even get to the meeting, the security that they had trying to guard us, there was probably 6 security trucks all around us when we arrived and about 4 police cars. And it was just me, my mom, and 2 other women. So it's not like we are creating a big issue.
Well, Rachel, are you like a black belt in some martial art that they're nervous about?
I wish.
Maybe a black belt in asking really pointed questions that hurt them.
Maybe.
Yeah. Supernaut, isn't this incredible? Can you imagine?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here just boggled at the idea that this guy would have said that you were too young to understand all of the issues about world hunger. I mean, come on. I mean, how long does it take to learn it? I mean, is it because you're so young you're too dumb that you don't have the ability to learn or research or understand these things? That, I mean, is this on tape? Is this on video? This guy making this response?
We do have it on audio recording, so
that I mean, that is seriously an insult.
I'd love to see that video.
That's not undermining you. To me, that is just a flat out insult, saying that because of your age, you are not capable of understanding, you know, the issues surrounding world hunger.
You know what? The CEO of Monsanto is not capable of understanding the question, or he understood it perfectly well, and just like a politician said, I'm just going to reframe it the way I want it to be.
Yeah. I would have. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Impressive.
I'm having trouble getting past that. But okay.
I know. Rachel
can teach.
And
not only that, but I do understand it quite well. I've been to India. I've been to Africa. I've been to Argentina. And I know a lot about these issues. And on top of that, I just wanted to point out that if Monsanto really wanted to feed the world would be fed by now. But why is it that most of these GMO products are coming to first world countries and not third world countries if that was their original goal?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that a lot of these other countries are flat out banning the GMOs anyway, that has something, I mean, that
we
that
don't,
should,
they don't want them. Yeah, it's interesting.
Exactly.
Wow, incredible. And, of course, you said about the yields. We've covered many stories over the years about organic agriculture can outperform the so-called technologically advanced, genetically engineered crops. And, of course, the danger of the fact that they initially promised that they would use fewer or less pesticides. In fact, they found that it has increased the need for more and more and more pesticides, which is one of the things you're going to speak about when we talk about cancer on the panel together with Ty Bollinger and a few others that you're going to be with us, Rachel, at Total Health.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be really touching on the issue of glyphosate in a rather light way, but in trying to inform people about avoiding the foods that could potentially be cancer-causing. And a lot of our foods are sprayed massively with pesticides and herbicides, which are then going into our bodies, and it's not good for us. It's not good for the soil. It's not good for the water, and it's not good for future generations, so we really need to watch what we're doing.
For sure. So, I'm just, like I said, I'm thrilled. I think there is an environmental conscious movement of the young folks on planet Earth right now. They've been around the sun a fewer times, but they can smell the garbage, the BS of the genetically engineered technology, if you will, and saying, you know what, that's just something not right about it. We've been talking about it for years, but we need that energy, that spark that you're providing, Rachel, and many of, I'm sure, your friends that have joined you in this, I hesitate to say battle, but in some ways it is, because they're looking to target those who don't want to use this stuff as if they're the ones that are the problem, when it's those that are polluting with these toxic chemicals that are the problem.
Well, exactly. And more and more, we need transparency. It is a battle. It's a battle of gaining our rights back, because after all, knowing what's in our food should be a human right. Our government really needs to stop protecting Monsanto, and it needs to start protecting its consumers, because after all, they're public servants, as they are a part of the government, and they need to really start looking out for us more.
Has there been a movement in Canada to, for like we talk about here all the time, about growing your own food, right? Stop buying what they're selling you and start growing, or getting to know your local farmer who doesn't do these practices that are harmful to the environment and our body's environment?
Yeah, the movement has been growing pretty fast, actually. Organic and local has been huge in Canada. But our biggest issue is growing it ourselves, because we have quite a few cold months here.
Sure.
And so oftentimes it's very hard to grow or buy from a local farmer, because we're out of season a lot of the time.
Yeah, it is a challenge. But again, somehow our ancestors made it through. I think looking back to say, how did they do it? And maybe we can go back to that and we'll be okay. But again, the technological revolution is not always to our advantage. And of course, it is typically to the advantage of those who want to economically benefit at the price of the people who have been duped into buying this stuff. And you're just doing a tremendous job awakening those folks. And if the old folks aren't going to listen, the younger generation, they're with you.
For sure. And I think the movement is growing. Not only that, we need people of all ages, of all generations, to come together. We all need to collaborate, because us, the youth, we have an incredible drive to make a difference in this world. And the older generations do as well. But sometimes we need a little bit of guidance, and we need help, and we need new ideas. And that's why it's so great that we're all coming together now. Even just a few years ago, there were so many organizations touching on topics like this, but none of them worked together. None of them shared ideas. None of them helped each other. And now, finally, we're all unifying a little bit more.
When we're together at Total Health, not only will you participate in that big panel discussion, but you'll also be there at a booth. And, of course, I mentioned, Rachel, the website I want everybody to plug into, kidsrighttoknow.com. What kind of things can people plug into? What can they get there? How will they be able to maybe help out, participate, sign up, whatever it is that we can do to put the word out? What are you going to be doing?
Well, the Total Health Show is going to be really amazing. I'm super excited for it this year. It goes from April 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be speaking on the 9th on a cancer panel. There's tons of speakers, incredible, incredible speakers that you can come and watch. You're going to learn a lot. This show always brings forth amazing information. The other thing is all of the booths will have something interesting that you can look at, that you can buy. For instance, our booth, we have T-shirts. We ask for small donations because our organization is low on funds. And we'll give you a T-shirt. Same idea with the books. We have lots of information that we'll be happy to share with you. We have pamphlets. And, of course, I love to talk to anybody that comes by. So hit us up at our booth. And it's really going to be an incredible show. I recommend it to anybody who wants to learn more about cancer, but other issues as well.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be neighbors. Ty Bollinger will be there with The Truth About Cancer. and the Doc of Detox. He's from Vancouver, going to be coming over talking about detoxification. I'll be lecturing on healing the gut as well, and you know, a lot of that is due to glyphosate, the damage to the gut due to the, even, and this is one of the shocking things here, we got about a minute left here, Rachel, but that even some of the grains that you think are clean, they're soaking them in glyphosate before they bring it to market.
Exactly. It's not just GMOs that are sprayed with glyphosate, but there's hundreds of crops now that they use glyphosate to desiccate or to help ripen it more, dry it up faster. That way, the farmers can harvest it much quicker. For instance, wheat, it's doused in glyphosate to dry it up, and that way it makes the harvesting process much quicker. But then we have residues in our food. So that's a really big issue.
Yeah, a lot of gluten intolerance is not actually intolerance to gluten, it's intolerance to glyphosate. So, look, we've got a lot to do. This is only the beginning. You've got that energy that's charging us all up, Rachel, and I'm just so excited we're going to be together. And, look, like anything we can do to help you, or if you ever need to get the word out here, you know, we're friends. We want to get the word out with you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Rachel Parent there. Stick around. I want to talk to you just briefly on the break here. We're going to get together in Canada. Total Health coming up April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Ty Bollinger, Rachel Parent, RSV, the Doc of Detox, and so many more. If you ever need an excuse to go to Toronto, Canada, this is it. Meet us there. We're going to be back with a weird story about tattoos and the immune system. Is there a health benefit? I don't know who's asking that question, but we'll answer it after the break. Thank you to Rachel Parent.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So impressed with Rachel Parent, Super Don. I mean, like I said, I could put her, you know, we could have her as a guest host. She could take the show. She's that good.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I'm just impressed. But anyway, very excited about the upcoming events. We've got Total Health, as we mentioned, but this week coming up, big time, Southern California, Costa Mesa, for the California Jam, and Billy DeMoss is scheduled to join us again. We had a great doctor on from Australia last week who you want to give a listen to. We talked some fascinating stuff about the thymus gland I'd never heard of, and I'm looking forward to hearing him lecture and the many others that are going to be there, TMB, RSV, Together Again there, and so many other cool folks. So if you haven't gotten your tickets for Cal Jam, we'll tell you how to do it. Also, today we're going to reveal how to live stream the event for those of you who can't make it to Costa Mesa, California, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month. So stand by for that. Right now, tattoos. How many tattoos do you have, Super Don?
I have one.
For real?
Yeah.
You've never showed me.
No, I did not. That's true.
I don't want to know if it's where I don't know. Never mind. Anyway.
I have one.
The closest I came to getting a tattoo was when we were kids. You had those temporary stick-on tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that'd be the way to go because, you know, just thinking about this, getting a tattoo, how do you know you're going to like the same design 30, 40, 50, 70 years from now, right? I just say stick it on, take it off, put a new one on, and go with it. But that's just me.
Well,
yeah.
What's wrong with the tattoos?
Well, evidently nothing, according to this article. In fact, it may be a benefit to your immune system, at least according to this headline. This is a stunning headline on the Huffington Post. Has this beautiful woman with tattoos all over, and you know, to make it like, yes, you want a tattoo too. It says, sorry, Mom, getting lots of tattoos could have a surprising health benefit. I'm like, what?
Wow, healthy tattoos.
Healthy tattoos. I'm thinking the stick-on. No, no, they're talking real ones. They inject you with these needles, and they're saying it's a health benefit. I'm going, ay, 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 ay. There's no way, dude. So if Grandma criticizes your multiple tattoos, tell her it might be a sign that you're healthy. Why? Because a new study published in American Journal of Human Biology says that people with multiple tattoos have a better immune response to new tattoos. It's not a better immune risk. It's a better. Oh, you mean they're less likely to react against the toxic tattoo ink? Yes, that's what we're saying. That's not a health benefit. That's a health detriment. That's telling you your immune system is chronically dysfunctional because you no longer respond appropriately to toxic stuff. What kind of numbnut wrote this article? Much less the headline. This is not a benefit to your immune system.
I don't know. I thought maybe that'd be a new modality now for just give people tattoos and that'll boost their immune system.
Well, maybe they're going to, I don't know if millennials are into tattoos the way some generations are. Maybe they are. But maybe they can convince them to get, hey, look, you know what? We'll give you a free tattoo. In fact, we'll make the vaccine needle a tattoo needle, and we'll inject you with the vaccine and the tattoo at the same time. And, of course, weaken your immune system. And they're actually bragging that tattooing may stimulate the immune system in a manner similar to a vaccination to be less susceptible to future pathogenic infiltration. But we're not talking about pathogens here. We're talking about toxins, heavy metals, nasty stuff in the ink. This is not a good thing. But again, the people who promote vaccination are under the wrong-headed impression that your immune system is strengthened by injecting toxic poison. So I guess it makes sense that they would try to conflate the two together and make it seem like the more tattoos, the better. Just like they like to say the more vaccines, the better. Heck, we got hundreds of more waiting to be approved by the CDC. And we want to grant that same release of all liability to the manufacturers so that they'll keep pumping them out there. And we want to continue to buy them at the government level on the taxpayer's dime and promote them as mandatory in order for you to attend school, you kids. This is not the future of a healthy immune system. More tattoos? Not better. More vaccines? Not better. If you're going to link the two, then acknowledge the role of toxins at destroying your immune system, not enhancing it, not making it stronger. Because if you stop reacting to things you're supposed to react to normally, right, unhealthy things, that doesn't mean you're stronger. If you could still eat at the drive-thru and not at least get a little diarrhea, you're chronically ill. Yes, I said that. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Billy D, but before we get there, more breaking news on artificial sweeteners, like the stuff you should throw in your pool to chlorinate, that thing called Splenda. Also got a question of the day on homeopathy, news on GMO mosquitoes, and what makes patients happy about their doctors. After the break. But for now, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.